Well, tonight I would like to share on the subject of how to love God. We are the recipient of the greatest love man has ever experienced or seen. You know, God is love, and God has reached down with his love, blessed us, and of course, he has sent his Son, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he loved us so much. So we have so much because he did love us. So what about us loving him? How can we love him? You know, I look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. I'll read this verse to you. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, and we are. You know, what manner of love that God has extended to us, that he would send his Son to die for us and to make available the new birth realities that we have today, that we can have that gift of Holy Spirit, eternal life, have a connection with God, who is Spirit. And he gave us that gift of Spirit, Holy Spirit, so that we could fellowship one with another with him. So, yeah, just the idea of this new birth that we have, it's amazing. And along with this new birth, he gave us the capacity to love like he does. It says in Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. So we have the capacity, we have the ability to love that agape love, that love of God style. So how do we respond to that? I mean, we get all excited and blessed and thankful that God loves us so much that he's, you know, he's done so, so much for us. But what about us? How can we love him back? So that's what I want to get into tonight. And this morning, I had the privilege of being at the Garage Fellowship, and I've shared this with you at a number of the conference call fellowships that I attend. This Garage Fellowship Wednesday mornings at 9:15, and it's been just a privilege to be a part of that. And there's up to 12 men that meet there, and we get into God's Word. We're looking at a book, and we handle a chapter each time we get together. And so the title of the chapter that we looked at this morning was Loving God. And that brought up the question, well, how do we love God? And so we looked at that, and Bill Westfall, who is the coordinator of the fellowship, and by the way, he's on with us, so welcome, Bill. Blessed you could join us tonight. But he prints out some quotes from the chapter to get us started, and I thought it would be good to share a couple of them as we get into this subject on how to love God. So here's some quotes. We want to love him, but we think he ought to be doing something for us in return. But there is a deeper level, an inner knowing for you and me, where we just fall in love with God because he is God. We love God in the same way God loves us. He didn't have to learn to do it. He can't help but do it. So also, we can't help but love him. And when you know enough of God's Word and you've seen his love manifested through the Word of God and what he's done for us, we can't help but love him, huh? Here's another quote. I think it's hard for us to believe that maybe God's main objective would be that we just love him. Love is its own end. To love and be loved, that is the essence of the kingdom, to love and be loved. And boy, you know, we love to be loved, don't we? Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it. There's no greater feeling than to know that you are loved. So this kind of kicked off our fellowship this morning. And so we had the opportunity, everybody gets a chance to share in response to the chapter and what they feel is working in their hearts. And I made some notes on some of the responses the men shared. And they talked about, well, we love him back by thanking him. That's how we love him, by thanking him, which is great. We love him back by trusting in him. You know, if he loves us and if we trust him, that's a wonderful response. We love him back by having a relationship with him. And that relationship is, and we're realizing this, we've seen this so far in our morning fellowship, that we fully identify with Christ. And God has set this up so that we can not only be his children in name, but that we have that seed, incorruptible seed in us, and that we're completely complete in Christ. And these are great realities. And this opens a door for having a wonderful relationship with God and loving him. Also, we talked about recognizing our full union with Christ, which is our identity, which I just shared with you. We love God because he loved us first. Someone shared Hebrews 11:5, and that says it's impossible to please God without faith. He is the rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So, you know, if we're going to please God, we have to have that believing. And, of course, believing connotes trust, right? If we trust someone, we believe in them. And that's what we want to do with our Heavenly Father. And all these things, I think, relate to how to love God. And the question came up about rewards. And we had a good little discussion about that. Because, you know, do we love God to get rewards? I mean, is that the purpose of the love that we have? No, no. But it is true that God does reward us back. And we certainly can expect that and look forward to that. But that should not be our primary motive, obviously. We don't do it. We don't love him for rewards. But he sure still blesses us with them. Also, we looked at loving God when we love others. You know, God in his word talks about this, that we should love one another, right, as he loves us. And we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Remember in the Gospels it talks about that. And to love our neighbor, loving others. And that can be a reflection of loving God because we're doing his word and loving others. So for me, in light of how do I love God, I went to 1 John, if you want to go there in your Bibles, 1 John 2:5. And when I read these chapters in the book that we're studying, it really I'm encouraged to look up scriptures that go along with the subject. But in 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected." The love of God is perfected, it says, in him that keeps what? His word. Keeps his word. And this word perfected, by the way, in the Greek, there's a number of different words that are translated in the English word perfected throughout the Bible. But this particular one means to a full end, at the very end. There's no more left. You've reached the end. So this is what it's talking about, that that love of God is perfected to full end. But that verse doesn't stop there. It goes on, hereby know we that we are in him. And boy, when we work God's word, see what it says about our identification, who we are in Christ, that we're sons of God, that we have the love of God set abroad in our hearts, then we know we are in him. It's God and Christ in us, and we're in him. It's a two-way deal. And that's quite an arrangement that God has set up. So we keep his word, knowing our identification in Christ, that we are in him and he is in us. There's another verse I thought of later on today, and that's Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, if you want to go there. And it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And the word followers in the Greek is the Greek word mimetes, which means literally imitators. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of your translations have imitators in the translation. Mm-hmm. I'm sharing with you the King James. I got a nod that
the New King James
has it. Okay. So be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Think about children imitate their parents. You know, and if you got good parents, you want to be like them. I want to be like my dad. And I think that's so carries over spiritually. You know, we're children of God. We want to be imitators of our Heavenly Father. He is all love. He does nothing but love. And we want to be imitators of him. And then it goes on, verse 2, and walk in love as Christ loved us. So this really helps me in light of what I can do to love God back, is be imitators of him. Be what the word of God says I am. If God says I am a son of God, well, doggone it, I'm a son of God. Mm-hmm. And I have all that to look forward to in the relationship that God is my Heavenly Father and I am his child. And he is our Father, so we love him as he loves us. You know, really, I think the key is fellowship. And loving God, how to love God, fellowship with the Father is the secret. Because we're sons of God, we have the new birth, we have eternal life. It's all about now fellowshipping with him. It's not that we have a ticket into heaven and, you know, we can go do our own thing. But now we're his kids, and we can have a relationship with him, a fellowship. You know, these nine manifestations that we have, they are designed so that we can fellowship with him. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, right? He can talk to us. We, you know, we dream of God, talk to me, help me, show me where to go. Well, we have that ability because we have word of knowledge, word of wisdom. God does talk with us if we have ears to hear. So we want to listen. We want to have expectations in our relationship with God. We renew our mind to the truth. You know, in the church epistles, it talks quite a bit about renewing your mind. And we renew our mind to what? To who we are in Christ. We renew our mind to our identity, to all the great truths that we have God's righteousness, not ours, but we have his righteousness. And that we want to believe in. That's what we want to confess. That's what we want to imitate. So we use the Spirit that contains the love of God and operate these manifestations. And I also shared about speaking in tongues. And again, and I know this is personal, but for me, what I do to love God is I speak in tongues much. First thing in the morning, when I can get my both eyes open and have cognizance that I'm awake, I start speaking in tongues. And then when I go to bed at night, instead of counting sheep, I talk to the shepherd by speaking in tongues. And through the day, I do that as much as I can have the presence of mind to do that. It's one of the 9 manifestations of the Spirit that I have. God gave us that Spirit with these wonderful evidences, these powers. So why not use it? Why not use it? The Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than the Corinthian church. And he says, I would ye all spoke in tongues. So there's great value in that manifestations. And for me, through the years, it's been something that really I think about. When I think about God Almighty, who has loved me and given me eternal life, that now I can talk with him. Because when you speak in tongues, who do you talk to?
God.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 14:2. You don't speak unto men, but you're speaking unto God. It says in Acts 10:46 that they were speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Do you want to magnify God? Do you want to build him up in a sense? Well, speaking in tongues does that. It also mentions about that you give thanks well when you speak in tongues. So that's why for me, that's a big part of my exercise in loving God. But, you know, all these things that we talked about contribute to loving God. I think the big thing we need to really recognize here is we need to love him. He has done so, so much for us. And we are privileged to have a Heavenly Father. And he is due all the love we can give him. You know, we want to have that faith. We want to have that trust. We want to have that thankfulness. We want to recognize our sonship rights. We want to use these manifestations that he's given to us so that we could really demonstrate our love to him. So, my exhortation to all of us is let's love him back with all that we are in Christ. Okay?
Amen.
Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for to fellowship with you, to love you back, to express thankfulness, our gratitude for all that you have done for us. You've gone way overboard, Father, and what little we do is so minimal compared to what you've done for us, but that's who you are. You love us, so I'm grateful, Father, that we can be imitators of you, that we can truly have that sweet fellowship with you day in and day out until Christ comes back. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.